Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Ganana Aam Tva Ganapati Gung Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anakshrinvannuti Viksidasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vaje Virva Jinivati Dinam Avitrayapato Ganesha Yanamaha Saraswati Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Haraha Om Om Shri Mahaganadipatage Namaha Sadashiva Samarambam Shri Kantarajyamadyamam Masmadacharya Varyantam Vande Guru Paramparam Sadashivam Shivam Skandam Keshavam Padmasambhavam Nandishvaram Kumbayonim Bharadvajatri Gautaman Namostu Gurave Nityam Shri Kanta Shiva Yogine Shruti Sara Shiva Vishishtadvaita Parabhashya Vidayine Jagadguru Shri Renukacharya Mangalam Dehi Prabhu Dadichimupamanyuncha Markandeyam Parasharam Shvetacharyam Tachishyam Neelakanta Shivahvayam Trailokya Sampadalekya Samullekana Vittaye Sachidananda Rupaya Shivaya Brahmane Namaha Yamakuk Sarva Lokanam Prakritim Shastra Paragahatam Dharmacharinim Shamboh Pranamami Param Shivam Amritartam Prapannartam Yasu Vidya Pradayini Aharnishamaham Mandetam Ishana Manoramam Samba Shivaya Namaha. So thank you all for joining. So we are going to continue with the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi that is profusely stated in Mahabharata. We saw Thandi Maharshi, a great personality named Thandi, he did terrible penance, intense penance to Mahadeva and had his vision and he obtained immortality from Mahadeva. And Upamanyu shares this to Krishna. So after Thandi Maharshi gets the vision of Lord Shiva, he goes back to the hermitage of Upamanyu. And then he receives the wonderful Shiva Sahasranama, which is the essence of the Vedas, which is the essence of the Upanishads, which is the essence of everything. There is nothing that is equal to Shiva Sahasranama. So we'll be seeing some of the glories of Shiva Sahasranama recited by Upamanyu Maharshi. And then we'll be seeing some selective names from the Shiva Sahasranama. So moving on, Anushasana Parvam, 13th canto, which is the 13th canto, 17th chapter. Vasudeva uvacha tataksa prayato bhutva mamatata yudhishthira pranjalih praha viprarshir nama samgrahamaditaha. So Vasudeva, basically that is Krishna, says this to, shares this to the Pandavas, Jeshta Pandava, Yudhishthira and the other Pandavas, and also to Bhishma, his experience of meeting Upamanyu Maharshi and what Upamanyu Maharshi shared to him. Krishna says to Yudhishthira, that great Maharshi named Upamanyu, he folded his hands, pranjalihi, pranjalihi means folding. So he folded his hands in reverence and then he started reciting the glory of Shiva Sahasranama. So before reciting the Shiva Sahasranama to Krishna, Upamanyu Maharshi started reciting the glory, the benefit of the Shiva Sahasranama. So Upamanyu ruvacha brahma proktair rishi proktair veda vedanga sambhavaihi sarva lokeshu vikyatam stutyam stoshyami namabihi mahadbirvihitaik satyaik siddhaik sarvartha sadakaihi rishina tandina vatya kritair veda kritatmana. And Upamanyu Maharshi says, I shall adore that supreme reality, the supreme deity, Mahadeva, who is the only personality who deserves the adoration of all the creatures. He is the only object of meditation according to the Vedas and Upanishads. So let me adore, let me glorify that supreme reality by uttering the names from the Shiva Sahasranama, which was even uttered by the grandsire Brahma, Pitamaha, the Brahma, even the devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra recite this Shiva Sahasranama. And also even the rishis celebrate this Shiva Sahasranama, which is the essence of the Vedas and Vedangas. So Vedas are 4 in number. Rig, Yajur, Sama and Atharvana. Vedangas are 6 in number. Shiksha, Vyakarana, Chandas, Nirukta, Jyotisha, Kalpa. So here Upamanyu Maharshi says, this Shiva Sahasranama, 1000 names of Lord Shiva or Krishna, is the essence of the Vedas and Vedangas. 4 Vedas and 6 Vedangas. And then he goes on to say that this was received by Thandi Maharshi on account of his unflinching devotion to Mahadeva. So we saw how Thandi Maharshi, the episode of Thandi Maharshi is uploaded to my channel, the one that I gave last week. So he did 10,000 years of intense penance to have the divine vision of Parashakti and Paramashiva, and he obtained immortality. So he received it out of his unflinching devotion to Mahadeva. And then Yatoktaik Sadubhikyatair Munibis Tattva Darshibihi Pravaram Pratamam Swargyam Sarva Bhuta Hitam Shubham. So that personality is actually meditated upon the great rishis who are Tattva Darshis. Tattva Darshi is one who has understood the Shiva Tattva. So like one who is actually marching towards that supreme reality, Tattva Darshibihi. So even the rishis glorify him with these names, and who is also described as the foremost. Pravaram Pratamam. Pravaram, Vara means the best. So Pravara means the foremost. And Pratamam, who is the first. Agriyaya cha Pratamaya cha. Rudram says, Pratama, he is the first of all. There was nothing that was before Mahadeva. Mahadeva alone is Purvam to everybody. Even Purvam to Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Purnam Purushena Sarvam, Shvetashvatara Upanishad says. So he is the foremost of all and he is the first of all. Shrutai Sarvatra Jagatik Brahma Lokavataritaihi Satyai Tat Paramam Brahma Brahma Proktam Sanatanam Vakshye Yadukula Shrestha Shrunushvavahito Mama Varayainam Bhavam Devam Bhaktasvam Parameshwaram. Shrutai Sarvatra. So Shruti. Shruti means the Vedas, but another meaning of Shruti is hear. Hearing through the ears. Shravanam Kirtanam Shamboho. So hearing the Shiva Katha is very, very important in this Kali Yuga. Hearing the glories of Lord Shiva through the ears is very, very important. So Shruti. Shrutai Sarvatra. Oh, Yadukula Shrestha Krishna. Hear the glories of Mahadeva. So these names have been heard by everyone in this universe. It has been spread to the regions, all the regions of like Swargalokam, Brahmalokam, even the upper regions like Vaikuntha, even the Devatas like Brahma, Vishnu and Indra chant these names. And this is actually the element of truth. These names actually are the element of truth. And with these names, I shall adore the Supreme Brahman, Paramam Brahma. I shall adore the Supreme Brahman who is declared as the essence of the Vedas and Upanishads. So and then he addresses Krishna and then he says, you are a Varayainam Bhavam Devam Bhaktasvam Parameshwaram. You are a devoted worshipper of that Supreme Reality Mahadeva. Sa Esha Rudra Bhaktascha Keshavo Rudra Sambhavaha. Drona Parvam 201st chapter says that. Sa Esha Rudra Bhaktascha. So that Vyasa Maharshi says, Esha Rudra Bhaktaschidra. Krishna is actually the devoted worshipper of that Supreme Reality Mahadeva. He is a Shiva Bhakta and he himself is, his origin is from Mahadeva. He originates from Mahadeva, Rudra Sambhavaha. And then Rudra Bhaktyatu Krishnena Jagat Vyaptam Mahatmana. Told by Bhishma in the Anushasana Parvam, beginning Anushasana Parvam, 14th chapter. On account of his bhakti, on account of Krishna's bhakti towards Lord Shiva, and that's the reason he is pervading the universe. The fact that Vishnu is pervading the universe is because Vishnu has unflinching devotion to Mahadeva. Vishnu has engaged in bhakti to Lord Shiva for eons and eons and eons. So here also Upamanyu Maharshi says, Varayainam Bhavam Devam Bhaktasvam Parameshwaram. And I am sharing this to you, I am sharing these names to you because you are a great devotee of Mahadeva. Bhaktasvam Parameshwaram. You are that Bhakta of that Parameshwara. தேனதே ஸ்ராவயிஷ்யாமி யத்தத் பிரம்ம சனாதனம் ந சக்யம் விஸ்தரா கிருத்ஸ்னம் வக்தும் சர்வஸ்ய கேனச்சித். ஸோ ஹி அட்ரஸஸ் பவா, ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, ஜஸ்ட் வர்ஷிப் தட் அல்டிமேட் த சுப்ரீம் ரியாலிட்டி பவா. ஹி அட்ரஸஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் நேம்ஸ் ஃபார் லார்ட் சிவா அண்ட் தென் டிஸ்டிங்விஷிங் ஹிம் ஃப்ரம் அபவ் ஆல் த டெய்டிஸ். ஸோ ஹி மேக்ஸ் அ வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட், டிஸ்டிங்விஷிங் ஹிம் அபவ் ஆல் த டெய்டிஸ் கம்பேர்ட் டு அதர் டெய்டிஸ், ஜஸ்ட் கம்ப்ளீட்லி மேக் ஹிம் ஸ்பெஷல், ஜஸ்ட் வர்ஷிப் ஹிம் அலோன். ஷிவ ஏகோ தேயஹ சிவம் கரஹ சர்வமன்யத் பரித்யஜ்ய சமஸ்த அதர்வஷிகை தாமதீத்ய த்விஜோ கர்ப்பவாசாத் விமுக்தோ விமுச்சியத. அதர்வஷிக உபனிஷத், லாஸ்ட் உபனிஷத் ஆஃப் தி லாஸ்ட் வேதா சேஸ் ஷிவ ஏகோ தேயஹ காஸ்ட் அசைட் பிரம்மா விஷ்ணு அண்ட் இந்திரா because they are bound to destruction, they are bound to taking repeated births and deaths. What is the use of worshipping them? So just cast aside everybody and then worship Samba Shiva. Shiva ekodyeha. So that just like that, here Upamanyu Maharshi says to Krishna, just worship Bhava, distinguishing him above all the deities. And then you are also devoted to him. And then so I shall recite these names. So you can hear. And then he says,
Yuktenapi vibhutinam api varshashatairapi yasyadir madhyam antam cha surairapi nagamyate.
So that real, that supreme reality Mahadeva, he is actually the Adi Madhya Anta. Tam Adi Madhya Anta vihinamekam vibhum chidananda rupam arupam adbhutam. Kaivalya Upanishad. So he is the beginning, middle and end of all the living entities. He is the supreme reality and he is the beginning, middle and end of all the living entities.
Kastasya shaktuya dvaktum gunan kartsnyena madhava kintu devasya magatak samkshiptartha padaksharam. Shaktitas charitam vakshye prasadat tasya dhimataha apraptyatu tato nugnyam na shakyak stotum ishvaraha.
And then he says, even I cannot understand the supreme reality Mahadeva in entirety. So to the level of devotion I have to him and through his grace, see, this is the attitude that one should have. A bhakta should have this attitude. At humbleness, only by samitpanihi.
தத் விஜயானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத் சமித்பாணிஹி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம்
முண்டக உபநிஷத். ஸோ ஒன் ஷுட் ஆக்சுவலி ஹாவ் தட் ஹம்பிள்னஸ், இன் அ ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் ஹம்பிள்னஸ் ஒன் ஷுட் அப்ரோச் த குரு அண்ட் லேர்ன் த சிவதத்வா. ஸோ ஹியர் ஆல்சோ, ஈவன் தோ உபமன்யு மகர்ஷி வி சா ஹி ஹேட் த கிளான்ஸ் ஆஃப் மகாதேவா, ஹி ஆப்டெயின்ட் சிவ சாநித்தியம் டைரக்ட்லி ஃப்ரம் மகாதேவா அண்ட் ஹீ இஸ் அ கிரேட் மகர்ஷி ஹூ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஈவன் த தீக்ஷா குரு ஆஃப் கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ பட் see the attitude of Upamanyu Maharshi. He says, even I cannot explain the attributes of Mahadeva in entirety. And so I am glorifying him by his grace. So through his grace, through the grace of the supreme reality, and with the level of, with the little devotion that I have for him. See, he says, with little devotion. He is a great Shiva Bhakta, we know that. But he says, with the little devotion I have for him, and with the grace of the supreme reality, let me recite. Glorify some attributes, some glories of Mahadeva from the Shiva Sahasranama. And then he says,
Namnam kanchit samuddesham vakshyamya vyaktayoninaha varadasya varenyasya vishwarupasya dhimataha.
So the supreme reality cannot be understood by everybody. And he is the original cause. Vyaktayoninaha, he is the original cause of the universe. Suta Maharshi is posted a question by the sages in the Suta Samhita, first canto, second chapter. So who is the cause of this entire, you know, the all the beings? And also who is the cause of this Jagat? Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, three aspects are there explained in the Upanishads. The Jivas, from the blade of a grass till Vishnu, everybody are Jivatmas. Even Brahma and Vishnu are Jivatmas. And then Jagat, the entire universe. Who is the cause of this Jagat? So Jiva cannot be cause of the Jagat, right? Because Jiva itself is in bondage, taking repeated cycles of birth and death. So how can the Jiva cause be? How can the Jiva be the cause of the universe? It cannot be. And the universe cannot manifest by itself. It is not a concept of like Big Bang theory. So there is a personality, there is a person who is behind, who is the cause of this Jiva and Jagat. And that's where the question is posted. And then the Atharva Shiras Upanishad, Upabrahmanam, the supporting fact of Atharva Shiras Upanishad is told in the Sutta Samhita. So just like that here, Upamanyu Maharshi says to Krishna, he is the original cause. Vyakta Yoninaha, he is the original cause of the Jivas and also the universe, and he is the highest soul. Vishvarupasya, he is present everywhere. He is Vishvatashchakshuruta Vishvato Muko Vishvato Hasta Uta Vishvataspa Sambahubhya Namati Sampatatrair Dhyava Prithivi Janayan Deva Ekas Tanme Manashiva Sankalpamastu. His hands are everywhere, his legs are everywhere, his eyes are everywhere. So his presence is everywhere. But still he is beyond the universe, and also he is in the ultimate world called Parakailasha, eternally being served by crores and crores of Mukta Jivas. So Vishwarupasya, he is the cause of everything. Shrinunam nam chayam krishna yaduktam padma yonina dashanama sagasrani yanyaha prapitamaha tani nirmatya manasa dagno drita mivodritam girek saram yata hema pushpasaram yata madhu. So he says, just like, you know, the ghee is extracted from the curd. And also the honey represents, the honey is extracted from the flowers. So this was curried, this Shiva Sahasranama was extracted by Brahma in days of yore. And this is actually considered to be the essence of everything. So he says that. Dhritat saram yata mantas tatait saram mudritam sarva papapa hamidam chaturveda samanvitam. He says, all the sins, is all Shiva Shiva yengila tivinai ala. So Tirumular says, just by chanting the name of Shiva, all the sins are completely destroyed. The crores and crores of sins done in crores and crores of births gets destroyed by chanting Shiva. Tirumular says that. Sati Mata says that to Daksha in 4.4.17 of Bhagavatam. Just by chanting Shiva, all the sins perish for that Jiva. So that's why he says this thousand names actually is capable of destroying all the sins, O Krishna. And then he is, Chaturveda Samanvitam. It is equal to the merit of chanting the four Vedas. It is equal to the four Vedas, and also it is the essence of the four Vedas. It is also, you will get the merit of actually chanting the four Vedas. So this reminds me of a place in Skanda Purana where Parashakti, Paramashiva says to Parashakti, just by chanting that Rudram, which is present in the Krishna Yajurvedam, one gets the benefit of chanting the 7 crore mantras in the entire Vedas. Whatever is available to us in this Kali Yuga is 20,000 mantras in the Vedas. But actually there are 7 crore mantras. One cannot... Anantave Vedaha. Vedas are infinite. But that Rudram part is actually the essence of the Vedas. So just like Mahadeva says, Rudram is the essence there. And just by chanting the Rudram, one gets the benefit of chanting all the Vedic hymns. Here, the Shiva Sahasranama is glorified by Upamanyu Maharshi. Just by chanting the Shiva Sahasranama, one gets the benefit of chanting all the four Vedas. Idam bhaktaya datavyam shraddha danasti kayacha na shraddha dana rupaya nastikaya jitatmane. Very important. Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. He says, this should be taught only, O Krishna, this should be taught only to the persons who have faith in Mahadeva. Shraddha. Na shraddha. It should never be imparted to someone who doesn't have faith. Na shraddha, who doesn't have faith in the Supreme Lord. And then he also says that yaschabhya suyate devam karanatmanam ishwaram sakrishna narakam yati sahapurvai sahatmajaihi. The one who has no faith, and then one who is an unbeliever, he will ultimately go to hell only, for sure. So this should be shared only with a person who has Shraddha, the faith in Mahadeva. Shraddha, Bhakti, Dhyana, Yoga, Davaihi, Kaivalya Upanishad. Shraddha, one should have faith in Mahadeva. Bhakti, one should have devotion for Mahadeva. Dhyana, one should meditate on the form of Mahadeva. Just by doing this, one can attain that Shiva Bhakti in course of time and then get initiated under a proper authorized guru and then attain liberation. Yaschabhya Suyate Devam. Okay, I covered that.
இதம் தியானம் இதம் யோகம், இதம் தியானம் இதம் யோகம், இதம் தேயம் அனுத்தமம், இதம் ஜப்யம், இதம் ஞானம் ரகசியம், இதம் உத்தமம். ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, திஸ் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த ஹையஸ்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் திஸ் சிவ சகஸ்ரநாமா இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி த ஜபா, திஸ் இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஒன் இஃப் ஒன் வாண்ட்ஸ் டு சாண்ட் ஜபா, ஜபா மீன்ஸ் சாண்டிங், ஸோ ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு சாண்ட் தீஸ் நேம்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் த ஹையஸ்ட் chanting. Shiva Sahasranama is the highest chanting. Ragasyam idam uttamam. This is the highest secret. Uttamam. Highest. The supreme secret is this. Yamnyatva antakalepi gacheta paramam gatim pavitram mangalam medhyam kalyanam idam uttamam. One will get all sorts of, one will get all the materialistic desires by chanting these names. And also ultimately attain liberation. Paramam gatim. One will attain the paragati, that is the lotus feet of Mahadeva, by finally, by actually chanting these names. One will get all the, like, all the desires, materialistic desires, by chanting this, and also one will attain liberation finally. So in course of time, there is nothing wrong in worshipping Mahadeva. Sakama is actually with desires and Nishkama is without desires. So there is nothing wrong in worshipping Mahadeva with desires. But in course of time, it should become Nishkama, without desires. Just like Nandishwara, he was not interested even in the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. Oh Mahadeva, I am not even interested in the positions of Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. The same with Upamanyu Maharshi, the same with Bhishma, the same with Krishna, the same with Andaka. Various examples are there. The same with Tandi Maharshi. Last week we saw. So I just need unflinching devotion to your feet. I should always keep venerating you. Yataniyecha bhavet bhaktim tvatto nityam maheshwara. Give me that boon where I will worship only you and not anyone else. What a boon, see. So this, it should become Nishkama. So initially we have to, we can worship with desires, but it should become Nishkama. இதம் பிரம்மா புரா கிருத்வா சர்வலோக பிதாமகா சர்வஸ்தவ சர்வஸ்தவானாம் ராஜத்வே திவ்யானாம் சமகல்பயத். ஸோ பிரம்மா இன் டேஸ் ஆஃப் யோர், த கிராண்ட் சயர் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ் பிதாமகா, ஹீ ஆக்சுவலி கம்போஸ்ட் தீஸ் மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸலண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் த ஹிம்ஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஹீ ஷேர்ட் இட் டு எவ்ரிபடி. And then from Brahmaloka, it came to Swarga, and then from there, Tandi Maharshi obtained it. Sarva Mangala Mangalyam Sarva Papa Pranashanam Nigadishye Mahabaho Stavanam Uttamam Stavam. So this is the Stava. Stava means the song of praise. So this is actually the Uttamam. This is the best of all the songs of praise. Sarva Mangala Mangalyam. It will do all sorts of good things. It will do all sorts of, you will get all benefits by chanting this. Sarva Papa Pranashanam. Papa Punya, right? We are bound by Papa Punya. Na Punya Pape Mama Nasti Nasho Na Janma Dehendriya Buddhirasti. Kaivali Upanishad says. So one should get rid of both Papa and Punya and one, then one can attain liberation by the grace of Lord Shiva. So, Sarva Papa Pranashanam, by engaging in chanting this, these names, one will get rid of all the sins. Brahmanam api yad brahma, paranam api yat param, tejasam api yat tejas, tapasam api yat tapaha, shantanam api yakshanto, dyutinam api yad dyutihi, dantanam api yodato, dhimatam api yachadihi. Very beautiful words. So Brahmanam api yad brahma, this is actually described, this hymn is described, the Shiva Sahasranama is described as the Veda of the Vedas. The knowledge that is carried in from the all the four Vedas. That's why it is described as the Veda of the Vedas. Paranam api yat param, the highest of the highest. Tejasam api yat tejas, which is the energy of all the energies. Tapasam api yat tapaha, the penance of all penances. Shantanam api yakshanto, the highest peace, the peace of all peace, actually the highest of all peace. Peace, Shanti means peace, tranquility. Dyutinam api yad dyutihi, this is the splendor of all the splendors. Mahadeva is described as yovai rudraksa bhagavan yachcha tejas tasmai vai namo namaha. Dazzling splendor, golden effulgence is coming out of the body of Mahadeva.
He is golden in complexion. You have seen that Hiranya, Hiranmaya, Rukma, Hema, Suvarna is used very often in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Ishavasya Upanishad, Kena Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, Basma Jabala Upanishad, Brihad Jabala Upanishad, etc., 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 and Manusmriti too. So various places we have seen that multiple times. One can refer my old lectures. So he is golden in personality. So the dazzling splendor is coming out of the body of Sambashiva. So that's why one should, Ishavasya Upanishad says, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasyabhigitam Mukam. I want to see that divine personality, Mahadeva, from whom the golden effulgence is coming. 15th verse of the Ishavasya Upanishad says, And Devanamapi Yo Deva Rishinamapi Yastvrishihi. So actually is the And the Rishi of all the Rishis and the deity of all the deities. So this thousand names of Lord Shiva is actually, the names are glorified as actually as the deity of all the deities by Upamanyu Maharshi. And he says the Rishi of all the Rishis. Yajnanamapi yo yajnaha. It is actually described as the sacrifice of all the sacrifices. Mahadeva is actually the king of sacrifices. Avo rajana madvarasya. Shivanamapi yakshivaha. It is the auspicious, it is the most auspicious. Rudranamapi yo rudrak prabha prabhavatamapi. Prabha means light. It is the light of all lights. Yoginamapi yo yogi. And then karananam cha karanam. It is the cause of all causes. Yato lokak sambhavanti na bhavanti yatak punaha. Sarva bhutatma bhutasya harasyamita tejasaha. Ashtottara sahasram tu namna sharvasya me shrunu yat shrutva manujavyagra sarvan kamana vasyasi. Ashtottara sahasram, ashta means 8, sahasram, ashta uttara sahasram, so 1008, 1000, so oh Krishna, so this actually, this Shiva Sahasranama, which is the cause of all causes and the light of all lights, the splendor of all splendors, energy of all energies, the one which is described as the essence of the Vedas. Hear those 1008 names from my mouth.